As the court case got back underway, prosecutors told the court they were here to sell legal papers on one of the defendants, Switzerland-based Philip Morris International. The court subsequently granted a request by prosecutors to file notice of the case in newspapers in Switzerland before the next trial date in May. Lead prosecutor Mariam Owais says Nigeria plans to introduce stringent laws to protect children from exposure to cigarettes and a life of tobacco addiction. She insists tobacco companies should take responsibility for public health costs for treating smoking-related diseases.
We're hoping that children will not be sold cigarettes all over the country. When children start smoking very early, by the time they realize that it's bad for them, they're already addicted. So we're trying to make the tobacco companies aware of the devastating effects of their own product. If you create a mess, you have to clean it up. But they're reluctant to clean up the mess that they are creating.
The case was inspired by U.S. lawsuits in the 1990s that led to multi-billion dollar settlement with the tobacco industry. The Nigerian states of Lagos, Kano, and Gombe are pursuing their own lawsuit in which they are seeking a total of $38 billion in damages. Nigeria's most populous state, Lagos, says at least two people die each day from tobacco-related diseases in the state. Lawyers representing British American Tobacco Nigeria say the allegations were unsubstantiated and the litigation cannot be sustained. Critics accuse the Nigerian government of seeking monetary compensation from the same companies that have been given tax breaks to expand their operations in the country. Gebede Costa for VOA News, Abuja.